This show is about a very successful New York architect who's kind of at the pinnacle of his fame. He's just won a very prestigious award. He's working on a huge project. And it is revealed that he has started a romantic relationship with a goat. And it kind of looks at how, as Albee often does, really tries to explore, people's attitudes, sort of the lengths of their tolerance, what people perceive as normal, and things of that sort through the story of this guy who, the real striking thing about it is when he is confronted with this, he doesn't, he thinks people are going to understand him and get why he is doing this and is kind of surprised that people aren't.
And, Rich, there is a connection then to Red Barn Radio as well.
Right, a very new connection. Adam Luckey, who has long been a Lexington actor, very well-regarded actor, particularly for his work on Shakespearean roles, plays the lead in The Goat, and he's also the new voice of Red Barn Radio. I think probably this week or in coming weeks, people are going to start to hear him sort of as the permanent replacement after Brad Becker left last year. But it's an interesting new endeavor for Adam, becoming an MC and getting into this world of bluegrass music.
Staying with that music theme, at Rupp Arena this weekend, a couple of country acts, and then a big contemporary Christian show as well.
This is a really busy weekend for Rupp Arena. It's kind of fun. I'm going to follow this a little bit and go watch them set up and tear down and set up and tear down again. They've got two rock concerts pop concerts on Friday and Sunday night, and right smack in the middle of that, they have a UK game. But Friday night is Rascal Flatts, who are sort of perennial favorites with the country market, and opening for them is the band Perry, who have become very well regarded over the past couple years. They opened for Brad Paisley last year and put on a fantastic show, and they're about to drop a new album this spring. So a good chance, probably next time you see the band Perry, they'll be headlining at Rupp. But then Sunday night, they flip over to Christian Rock with the Rock and Worship Roadshow. And this is the first time for this tour to come to Rupp Arena. Christian rock fans are probably familiar with Winter Jam, which has been coming through the last few years and attracting crowds of 16,000, 14,000 or so. And I guess the Rock and Worship Roadshow, people saw that and figured, maybe Rupp Arena is a good place for them to go. It features Mercy Me as the headliner act and Jeremy Camp. So maybe kind of a slightly mellower version of, contemporary Christian music than Winter Jam, which will be coming next month with Toby Mac as the headliner, and he's sort of a pioneer of Christian hip-hop.
And the annual fundraiser for the Living Arts and Science Center is also on tap this weekend.
Right. Heartful of Fun is a perennial event and raises a lot of money for the Living Arts and Science Center. They've gone out to the Kentucky Horse Park, to the arena out there, with a Bollywood-themed event, Bollywood being Indian cinema, and big cinema aficionados know all about Bollywood and kind of its own distinctive flavors and really colors and visual style. So the Arts Center is trying to pick up on that vibe for their annual fundraiser.
Rich, once again, thanks for the rundown this weekend.
Thank you.